Welcome to episode 29. Thanks for coming. Let's get started.
Mama's Pantry. For recipes for my mom, body, and soul, I go to Mama's Pantry. Fill me up, I cannot get enough. I'm talking Mama's Pantry. To supplement me with the tea that I need, I see it's Mama's Pantry. What a way to end and start my day. Welcome to Mama's Pantry.
Okay, this episode, we're just going to jump right back into the conversation in episode 28 between my brother and myself. Thanks for listening. Here you go.
Oh, but I can hear it in my head right now.
Teabag honey truth. Tantalizing teabag truth.
Yeah, I guess teabag truth, because there's tea with the tea, clearly. And then truth. So, I mean, it obviously has some cadence there. So maybe I'm just fucked up. We'll just move right along. So this family reunion, I think we should make it happen.
I think so too, because General Sherman is calling me.
Yeah.
And whether it's, you know, I looked at Vrbo. I think that's the app that you use to find the location or whatnot.
Love Vrbo. They're not a
and,
I'm just saying, as far as the between Airbnb and Vrbo, I go Vrbo every time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And they're trustworthy?
Very much so. Yep.
Okay. Well, I saw some stuff on there. There were some houses, for example, that were like four bedrooms, like two or three baths, for like $1,600 a night.
Yeah, that's a little.
That's a little high.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand why those were so expensive, and the house that you found,
right,
was a way better looking house. It was like it seemed like the amenities were nicer.
Right.
But it was far less expensive, and so I was thinking, for $1,600 a night, it's got to be like a mansion or something. You know,
yeah,
like
eight bedrooms
or nine, you know, something stupid.
Right.
But it wasn't.
Right.
It was like, what in the world gives people the idea that they can charge this amount? I did see some of the stuff inside was pretty nice. Like, they had artistic stuff. So like the fireplace was like, the brickwork on the fireplace was crazy. I was like, what in the heck is that?
Yeah, see, I'd rather not go to too palatial of a place if it's a family reunion. I mean, if I was going for a weekend getaway, I might go palatial for, you know, a couple or something like that. But for a family retreat, I don't want a house that I'm too worried about. I mean, not that I would ever be destructive in a home at all. I'm going to care for a home no matter what. But I don't want it to be such high-end stuff that I'm scared to sit on it or touch it or, you know.
Right. And if you got kids, it's unpredictable. You can't, you know, sometimes shit happens.
Yeah.
You know, accidental shit.
Absolutely. Well, the house I found was like right around $450, somewhere in there, a night. And for, you know, two, three, four families units in there, that's not a bad price nightly. And like I told you, you know, I think if we can get people to commit to getting there and taking the time off, then, you know, the house is well worth it to me. And that's right at the gate of the Sequoia National Park.
I wonder what the park is like, you know, I like walking through the forest. I get a weird something that happens often when I walk through a bunch of trees. And well, I'm not talking just little trees, but
right. Have like you been to Yellowstone? You know, have you been to Yellowstone or Yosemite?
Get some secluded forest time. The energy there is awesome. And so I'm wondering if I don't really remember. I went there when I was younger with our mother and Robert. But I don't really remember it. And so I wonder how foresty it is.
Well, it's really foresty.
Do you recall being there?
Yes, I do. And also, have you been to other national parks like Yosemite or Yellowstone? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here now. I'm sorry. My connection keeps getting messed up.
Oh, all right. Did you hear me, the question?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, have you been to Yosemite or Yellowstone?
No.
Okay, so Sequoia National Park is definitely like wooded and awesome. And what they'll usually do is like have trailheads, places where you park once you come in.
We'll be back right after this word from our sponsor. And now, back to the show.
Yay! And usually there's a visitor center that you can get like a map of the park where you can see where all the trails are and all the different elevation places where you can pull over and, you know, that are appropriate places to park and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And so then that's where and where General Sherman is that that's like a main area. And so that particular place might not be the area where you're wanting to walk around once you see General Sherman, but there'll be other places where we can, you know.
You think it's really something to do with General Sherman? I'm gonna want to take my kids.
Yeah.
But like actual walking around the forest, I'm not sure I'm gonna want to have my kids for that.
Right, right, right. Well, I
and
mean,
I like do one with the kids and then take the kids back to the bungalow, and then either later that day or really early in the morning, then come back for the kids, or just another day. This is the adult run. Just go without them.
Well, for me, I would like to go. I mean, okay, because I am scared of animals. but I don't want to go early in the morning when they're
walking around. You're talking just bears and mountain lions, am I right? Where do we add more
right,
to that?
I'm talking, no, predator animals. Animals that want to eat me. Monsters.
Are you concerned about like hawks or the stuff like birds of prey?
No, not at all. I love birds of prey. In fact, I would.
What about snakes?
Fine with snakes. Fine with snakes. That's what walking sticks are for. No, I'm worried about animals that are called they're called monsters, and they live in the forest, and they eat people. Those guys. So, that being said, I tend to want to like naturally they I don't know about mountain lions per se, but most larger animals tend to walk around and hunt in the cooler morning and in the early evening, 4, 5, 6 o'clock. So my ass likes to go out in the woods around to about 2, 3 o'clock, so that's when they're sleeping and bedded down, and I can go about my hike with hopefully not having no problems.
Would you feel more comfortable if you had a gun?
I would go any time of the day if I had a gun.
All right.
And let me just say, this is not like I've gone on walks into the woods and haven't seen anything and I have this unreasonable fear. I have seen bears and have been on hikes and multiple times and have come across, luckily, not in a situation where caused me any kind of duress physically, or I had to run for my life, thank goodness. But I have, in several different times, have come across bears, specifically when I've been out by myself or with one other person and had no weapon of any kind, and you forget that they're monsters.
Is this a true story here? You come across bears.
Bears. I mean, for instance, one year I went to the coastal range forest, right in the dunes area of Oregon. So it's about the central coast. And I was there in late April.
And you're by yourself?
Well, I was with somebody else, but I decided to go for a morning walk by myself. So I a small dog with me. Although that doesn't really make it better. In fact, if you're trying to keep yourself from being seen by an animal, having a dog is not always the best thing, because they want to bark.
Right.
They want to do stupid shit. So, but yeah, I decided to go for a walk by myself out into the woods, and it's coastal, so you got the sand and the timber. It's really a neat contrast to kind of look at. And so I saw a mom and her cub. Now they were probably at least a football field away from me, but it's just open dune between me and the, it's not like there's a bunch of woods between me and the bears. It's open sand and stuff. I could see them clear as day, and I'm sure if they were curious, they could have seen me as well. But they were going across the ridge line of the dune, where the trees kind of met with the ridge line, and they were just trolling, I don't know what the word would be,
flock along,
jibbity jobbity, all about floopity doopity. And that was by myself with the dog. So I got in the car. It's not like there was no immediate danger. But what it told me and what it is in my brain is that shit is out there. So it's hard for me to just go, which I normally would do. I love to go hiking. I like to go by myself. Shit, you know, it's fun to walk through the woods and do that. And once you know that there's monsters out there and you've seen them, it puts a whole different spin on being out there. And then I intensify that fear by watching ridiculous YouTube videos that show bears charging, you know, mountain bikers, or you know, cougars running after a jogger for, you know, several hundred feet. It's shit. So
is that that one guy that waited 4 years to freaking throw the rock?
Throw the
Jesus,
rock.
Jesus, how long does it take you to throw the rock, man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Weird. You come across it, and it, you know, some people it takes a minute for your brain to kick into what you might do besides just the flight instinct, you know?
Right.
He
definitely played it smart by continuing to face it and backing away slowly.
Ooh, man, that shit.
He's lucky they don't hunt in packs.
Yeah, he's lucky it's not a wolf. That's damn straight. Right. Wolves, now that's the only one I didn't mention, and wolves are monsters too. And I wouldn't fuck with no wolf. Because they do, you know, that's the thing. Mountain lions, although they don't hunt, you know, they're singular hunters. They do stalk you, and they are deceptive in that way, where a bear is kind of, you know, you lumber onto a bear, or a bear lumbers onto you. It's not generally you're getting stalked unless you're up in Alaska or near the Kodiak bears and grizzlies and stuff that, you know, are coming to hunt you and shit. But general black bears and brown bears and shit, like, I mean, you know, Northwest brown bears, they aren't really hunting you, and you're just going to come up on them, or they're going to come up on you. And that's the part that scares me without having a gun. And a gun, P.S., by the way, that you haven't shot very much, You know, I've seen a video of a guy with a shotgun that shot a bear pretty close range. I'm going to say like 20 feet from the bear. And that bear, I'm telling you, I'll look for the video again.
That's a long distance for a shotgun. I mean, if you got the buck spread.
Right, no, he probably had slugs, bro. He probably had slugs. You're not shooting no freaking. He probably had slugs. He's in the woods. He has slugs.
Does he have slugs? You're shot. I mean, is he bear hunting?
He lives in a place where there's bears. I bet you a million bazillion he has slugs in that.
My shotgun. I do slug buck slug.
Well,
buck.
I'm a woman who likes men, so I tend to overestimate on measurements. You know, but he shot that bear, hit that bear good, and the bear still came for, you know, a good, I mean, still was attackable, still attacking. And I've heard stories from hunters.
Until what? Like, when did he go down?
It didn't take too much longer, but a good, you know, 45 seconds, enough time for him to get you good.
Right. Did he get the guy?
I don't remember, honestly. I have to look again.
But the guy kept shooting. He was just shooting and up until, you know,
yeah,
until the bear went down type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder about that, too. Like, you know,
but
is
yeah,
my 9mm going to do the trick?
But they've got a big skull, you know, so I'm not even sure, you know, what caliber is best to have with a bear, but you know,
yeah, with the adrenaline pumping and shit, yeah,
and are you standing perfectly still while this motherfucker's coming after you?
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of variables,
right?
So, you know, being
I think it would be better to have the 9mm than the shotgun, because the shotgun's like, oh, and it's big and it's boom and it's. And you're like, oh, but the 9, I don't know. I feel like I would be.
And I'm thinking, I'm feeling very Ted Nugent right now. I'm feeling very Ted Nugent.
Okay, there's a little technical difficulty. Obviously, I appreciate you guys still listening. Right here is where I say AK-47.
K.
Holy shit. She said, I'll take the bazooka.
I want to light the bear up. I don't.
Right. Yeah.
That's a monster. Why would I want to just?
Yeah.
Get the fuck away from me. Excuse my French, but I mean, come on.
Speaking of lighting the monster up, did you see the video of the guy getting eaten by the tiger? His arm was getting attacked by a tiger, and the police officer came and pow, one shot killed the tiger.
No, really.
Yeah, I feel because it's a tiger in the zoo. And it's a particular type of tiger that's one of the most rare tigers in the world.
Aww.
And the stupid zookeeper, whoever this person was, like, did something stupid. Like, he went over the barriers.
Besides, they
and
were
like,
probably
trying to
horrible
pet them
to him and stuff, too. Let's just be honest. Zoos suck.
Yeah. So you know, the zookeeper, I think, tried to reach in and pet the tiger. Some of the tigers started eating his arm. And the police officer came and wasted the tiger. But I was thinking, why don't you just shoot in the air once or something? You know, because the loud bang would probably scare the tiger off. Did you have to shoot it, you know, first? Why don't you just pow once, you know, as you're approaching the tiger and then do it again or something? You know, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Again,
I don't want to have to kill the bear if I don't have to, you know, is what I'm saying.
Right, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. Bark that noise, bro. And besides that, I mean, I don't want to put too much lead in them because I'd like to eat them, and I don't want to eat around lead, but bullets and stuff, you know, that's not great. But
yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like that happens more as you get older?
No.
Okay.
Is it time for diapers? Oh my god. Is it time for diapers? That's the question.
No, definitely not time for diapers, although I can see how the convenience of them would be. You know, if you just want to sleep. Like, I don't want to get out of bed. I have to shit myself.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's terrible. That's some serious need for comfort. Is that comfort? What is that? I don't know what that is.
Counseling is what that's a need for.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. I don't want that.
Right. Or if you're in your car and you're like, you know, you get those, get the grips, if you will, where you feel like you're going to diarrhea yourself if you even bend over funny. You know what I'm saying? You've been there.
No. I'm like, what are you drinking? I have I'll do an energy drink sometimes, and it'll, you know, the endorphins will get to be running in me, or my dopamine receptors will get to pumping, and so I'll get the feeling like I need to poo.
Well, do you know the scale of poos? So like the 1 through, I think it's 1 through 8, or what? Yeah, I think it's 1 through 8, and it's like the Scoville range for peppers, only it's for poos. And like, you know, when you have like individual deer poop, that means that you're constipated. And then if those deer poops are put together but they're still deer poopish, or milk duddish, if you will, those people who've never seen deer poop, that's like number 2, and that's like somewhat constipated. And then you got like, it's kind of a sausage patty where it's got some form to it, some ridges and shit.
I'm trying to figure it out. These are just the shapes.
That's a number 3. Yeah, that's a number 3 on the scale. Like a number four, yeah, there's numbers. A number 4 is like snake-like, and like soft, you know, not loose, but soft, snake-like, kind of pasty-ish, if you will. That's 4. 5 is more loose, snake, kind of diarrhea.
How about now?
How about now?
Nice. We're in there. We're in there.
Don't copy me, bro. Don't. Have you ever felt like you're gonna poop yourself?
Yeah.
A 7 is like, you know, 7.
I don't know. You keep saying I know. I'm sorry. I don't know what's no.
7 is kind of waterfallish. You know,
okay.
Multnomah Falls a little bit, okay. And 8 is, you know, dead.
Oh, God.
No.
It's like black death. So,
but it's like, you know, yeah, you're like shit in water, and you know, yeah, I don't know.
So is 1 the best? And
no,
8
4. You want 4s. You're shooting for 4s.
And what is that again?
That's like snake-like, tube-ish, kind of, you know, paste-ish. You can have 3s, but you probably need a little more fluid in your diet, a little more, you know, fiber.
What is 3 again?
3 is like sausage patty, a little more ridges, a little more, you know, shape-ish to the plop, plump, the plip.
Alexis used to poo like baseball bats.
Right.
I'd be like, Jesus Christ.
Right. So you got a little
constipation. Huge.
You're like in between a 4 and a 3, you know.
Well, I need to fucking we need like a picture scale, man, so I can figure out where
it.
I'm at, man.
They'll show you 1 through 8 on Google.
Oh, so this is like a medical thing.
This is like a shitty, real shitty conversation is what this is.
Oh, that's freaking. You're good, dude. You're good with your stuff. I freaking love it. You are a mother.
A mama. Oh,
I think you told me not too long ago that was you told me about my poo and you said it was good. Yeah, so I think I'm somewhere good on the scale.
Yeah, yeah. My poo, it's a wreck.
Does he poo frequently?
Yeah. Poo, yeah.
I'm gonna have to get a new mic cord. This thing is blowing me.
I want a bidet.
Oh, see? So, what in the world?
Here, I've been here, God. And I'm sitting right next to you.
Oh, God.
Going to...
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. I certainly am.
What? No, it doesn't do the speakerphone.
Oh.
See, my mic's not working well. I'm going to have
That's
to...
Okay. Yeah, we'll readjust and we'll reconnoiter, my brother.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I may have to. I got this mic from Five Below, and it was been working so good, but I guess I just didn't take good care of it or something, and the cord got damaged, and now I'm running into issues with it all the time.
Okay. All right. No worries.
Normally I could be mobile while I communicate. You know, so I could be continuing to organize here in the pantry and whatever. But I'm not able to do that right now. It's like I don't, you know, I got to like stay still and whatnot. And that's whack attack.
No, I totally get it. I totally get it. We'll, like I said, we'll reconnoiter. This was a fun, we talked for almost an hour. So I'll break this up into two episodes. And we'll come back at it, my brother.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I heard real quick. I heard a white guy talk to a black guy at a store, and he called him brother, and I felt like it was racist.
Oh, it was the white guy to the black guy.
Yeah, and I was like, you wouldn't call a white guy your brother. You did that.
He would. It does happen, right? No. I know it does happen. It does happen.
I don't like it. I don't like mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just wanted to share that. That happened like a week and a half ago, but it's still in my craw, man.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't feel the same way if the black dude said it to the white guy.
No, not at all.
See?
Because
see
I that? Know that that's probably part of his regular speech. Like he probably
why. Called because he's a black guy?
See what I'm saying? Right. I just feel like that's but that is, bro. Like, we do, like, that's... Like,
you that say is, that, like, you stay bro, right?
Yeah,
come on, yeah. Bro, you stay that.
Like, yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
No, I do not.
But I don't say, yeah, brother. Like, dude, trust me, man. It came off very, no.
I know how it is because I see that sometimes too, but especially being here in the South, you'll see a lot of white guys say, especially church people say that to each other a lot.
Well, that's
so they'll be like, come on, brother. Come on, mm-hmm. brother. You know, you'll see mm-hmm. that to white guy say it a lot. So it changed my perspective on that pretty dramatically when I came down here. But I'd find myself in situations where I'd have to at times almost check myself because I'd see people who would do that to like one to a white guy and then do that to a black guy. And the energy is different because like, whoa, are you trying to fucking be hip or something? Like, come on, man. Right. You know, it's like, no, I'm just, you know, come on, brother. You right, know, like, hey, right, take right. it, you know, so it's funny how that can happen and shit, but sometimes it is like that. But generally when it's like that, you think it's also the bro, you know, come on, right. bro. It's like, bro.
Yeah, but that's like, a younger. This was an older white guy, you know.
Right,
this was
right.
like you know, World War II generation kind of thing. And to your point though, if it was something that I knew, like a in the context of church where we're all calling each other brother and sister, and you know, or if it was part of a regular, you know, thing that you said on the regular and I knew that, then it wouldn't. But for some reason, it just hit me funny. But like you said, I mean, that's my perspective, too. Definitely playing into that. So
Yeah, maybe that bias.
For sure.
Like, what? You know, like, right. What are you right. saying, Mother Jugger? Are you right. saying that because you're a white racist fuck?
right.
You know, and I
right.
think that's what you are, you know, type right. of you son of a mother. And you fit the kind of, you're
right.
older.
Confirmation.
And you're white, bias. You know? Yeah. Is that what that's called?
Yeah, that's confirmation bias. Yeah.
You got to be looking for that. That's what confirmation bias is. You're looking for something that confirms
right.
the bias.
You already have a thought in your head of what it is. And so then you find things that confirm that bias.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
So I see an older white man and I'm already have the bias of him being a racist. So then, you know.
You hear him say brother.
Then that's just something that supports my bias. Yeah.
Right,
I have it in that context. Yep. Biases are real powerful. There's like 90 plus biases. So it's ridiculous. When I did that little bit of studying on them, I kind of got to the point where it's like there's always biases. Like you can't.
Yeah, that's one implicit bias. I think we talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Implicit bias is natural. And it's almost something your brain does to help you survive. So the idea that we would eliminate bias in general, I think, is
well, and I don't think there's ever
ludicrous.
Right. I don't think it's ever a matter, at least the people that were teaching us bias training, it was never a matter of eliminating biases, more a point of knowing what biases might be playing in, because there are, you know, there's so many that it. Thoughts are coming from, right? Like,
right. I agree. And there's certain settings, of course. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, do you hear me
okay.
now? Oh,
yeah.
Did it go down again?
Nope. I think everything.
Stupid ass cord. You hear me now? What about now? Hello.
Yep. I hear you.
Hello.
Yep.
You do hear me?
Yep.
Oh my God, this thing.
Isn't that cute?
And he's on your shoulders.
I love that picture.
I love that picture.
Well, it's because I actually took it, and I rarely take good pictures. I don't generally. I'm not a photo taker. I want to be, and I love the idea behind it, but I'm not good at it. Naturally,
you tell yourself that you're not a photo taker and that you're not good at it, and you won't ever be.
Well, I keep doing it. It's not stopping me from doing it, but time and time again, many people have confirmed that this is in fact true. I am not very good at taking pictures.
Well, you can say I'm gonna be good at taking pictures. I'm getting a lot
better.
How about that? You're getting better at taking pictures, and you're gonna be really good. And I bet if you tell yourself that you are good right now, you will be.
Yeah, I don't buy into that exactly.
Self, oh, well, just suck an egg. Jesus.
I'm all about truth and honesty, and that's with oneself as well. So the truth is I don't really care that much. I love the photos and on occasion, like this photo you were talking about, I get a good one, and that makes me even happier. So,
nice.
And it's a good one, right? We look good. Yeah. Cute. That's us in Oxnard, California.
It's cute.
Looking out from the edge of the planet. Flat earther. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. Just jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes on jokes.
Don't do that. I
the party has begun. People are starting to file in. And, well, the coats are coming off. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I don't know about that.
Is it that kind of party?
The coats are coming off. I'm going to do something fun for my birthday, man.
Yeah, well, you should.
Yeah, well, I'm going to.
But you don't know what you want to do right now.
No, not yet. I don't have it nailed down.
Well, you're coming up quick here around the corner, man.
That's true. That's true. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. We share it.
My sister Patty's birthday is on the 16th.
Oh, that's nice. She's a Cappy.
Is that right?
Yeah, Capricorn.
When is the end of the Cappy schedule?
20th. 20th.
Oh, okay.
20th or 21st, right in there.
Okay. All right, now that's cool.
Yeah, and then it comes Aquarius, in case you were wondering.
The age of Aquarius.
Yeah, yep. Cue the song. Age of Aquarius.
Next season is, we're in the age of Aquarius now, aren't we?
No, hell no. Heck of a no.
Oh, no, what age are we in now?
Capricorn? No,
we're not in Capricorn now, or are we?
Yes.
One age to the next, and so it was the age of Aquarius, and then it goes to another age.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think Jesus, you know, was the age of the Aquarius.
What?
Yeah, Jesus was the age of Aquarius, and then it's something else. It's like the Mayan calendar, but it's not Mayan calendar because we're talking about Aquarius stuff. I don't know. Yeah.
The Gregorian calendar?
Could be, maybe. I'll have to look into it. Well, my brain's tired, I think. I'm going to have to kick it up a notch like yourself.
Yeah. Let's get that party rolling. They keep me rolling.
Yeah.
It's not a good one. We'll go ahead and say adios, amigo. Auf Wiedersehen. Sayonara.
Hasta luego.
Adios. Hasta luego.
Love you.
And
well, a little bit of an abrupt ending. Yes? Yes. That's it. See you in the next episode. Episode 30. Quick leftovers. Again, no recipe, but there will be a couple recipes on episode 30. So come on back. Thanks for listening.